took it at night before going to sleep. And I slept for a few hours, and then I woke up to use the restroom, and it was just, you know, going to the restroom and blood coming out, but it wasn't painful in the sense that I couldn't walk or I couldn't do anything. It was more just your body flushing itself, you know, like that's how I could describe it. And it went on for about, let's see, maybe 3 hours on and off, and then I was able to sleep until the next morning. And then I woke up and I was fine. I was able to do things. You know, I wasn't jumping or running, but I was able to do the things that I needed to do. So it was fine. It went well. It wasn't painful. I was expecting a lot more pain. And it was just like cramps. You know, before you get your period, you get those uncomfortable cramps. And that's what it felt like.
I knew this was the right decision for me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought it was, since I was so early and, you know, was kind of on top of it, I didn't feel like it was that much different than taking the morning after pill, which I know so many people take now. You can get it over the counter. So I think that kind of made me feel a little bit better about my decision, and it was just a lot easier than, you know, I feel like it, I don't know, wasn't as a big deal than doing it another way.
I was super nervous at first. I didn't really know what to expect. I had done some Googles and read things online, and obviously you find some of the most worst cases that you could possibly read. But I sort of set up my station at home. I had pillows and like all the things that I would need, so I wouldn't have to do much rooming. My partner was there with me, so he was just around just in case. And I actually had virtually no pain, no cramping, some heavy bleeding, but overall, I mean, it was almost as if I had a really bad period day, and that was it.